cereal seeds, you know, wheat and barley seeds. When I was a kid, they would often, you would be sowing some of your own seed that you might have kept from the year before, and you wouldn't have put anything on the seed to protect it necessarily from fungal diseases. So that was one thing that came in, the dressings for the seed to give it a good start in the ground. And then if you wanted again to sort of progress, you needed to keep up with the plant breeding improvements, because the varieties were, for many years, were fairly stationary. You'd keep the same variety for a lot of years, but then progress was being made rapidly into producing varieties of wheat and barley that would either give a higher yield from, in terms of tonnage per acre, providing they've got the right nutrition and they were kept clean of diseases, but also varieties that could do special things, like certain barley varieties would produce a high nitrogen content in the grain, which is what was needed for malting. So at one time we were growing some malting barley, which would go off to the maltsters to be malted and made into beer. I don't grow malting barley now, but and then also wheat varieties were being bred, which enabled us to sell those for milling to make wheat, to make bread from these, this bread wheat, because again during the 40s, 50s and early 60s, Britain was not producing much of its own bread wheat,